Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and Oscar. I hope you really enjoy the show. Hello, Isabel.
Hello, Marion.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah? Now, snow is a bit of a topic this week, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah, do you like it or did you like it?
I love snow.
Oh.
It gets me all excited. Like when I was a child, because it was so much fun being able to go out and play in the snow. It's just so magical.
Yeah, did you make snowmen as a child?
We were on the streets of London, we tried.
Yeah.
but no, I don't remember, no.
You don't? Well, no. That's snowball fights then.
Yeah, snowball fights, especially when you're going into school and throwing snowballs. And...
Well, your snowball fights must have been amazing because there were so many of you.
Well, you know, yeah.
Do they stuff the cold snow down your neck?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we did. We always did things like that.
Yeah.
But it was just great fun. Mind you, I remember going to Hyde Park and be on the slopes and we'd take our sledge up there or make a sledge a tray and just go down the slope there. And
did you fall off?
No, I don't remember falling off. We had great fun.
I used to love the snow. Now I think it's beautiful.
I think it is.
But I don't like travelling in it.
No, that's the only thing is travelling. Because so many people take so many risks by driving fast or, you know, braking all the time instead of using their gears.
Yeah, that's right.
But
the look.
Yeah, it's beautiful, especially on the island. Anywhere that it snows, it always looks so much more beautiful in snow.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Hi, Maisie here. Now for the top 10 singles and album chart of the week. At number 10, Never Be the Same Again by Camila Cabello. Number 9, Friends by Marshmello. Number 8, For You by Liam Payne and Rita Ora. Number 7, Barking by Rams. Number 6, This Is For Me by Kia Settle. Number 5, All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar. Number 4, Feeling It Still, Logical The Man. Number 3, IDGAF by Dua Lipa. Number 2, These Days by Rudimental. And number 1, God's Prayer by Drake. Number 10, Gang, Signs and Prayer by Stormzy. Number 9, Beautiful Trauma by Pink. Number 8, The Revival by Eminem. Number 7, The Man of the Woods by Timberlake. Number 6, A Deeper Cut by The Temporary Movement. Number 5, Camila by Camila Cabello. Number 4, Human by Rag & Bone Man. Number 3, Dua Lipa by Dua Lipa. And number 2, Divide by Ed Sheeran. And number 1, The Greatest Showman by Veris Artis.
Hi, Kaylee here. At the moment, I'm watching Blacklist. The main characters are Raymond, Liz, and Tom. My favourite part was when Tom got shot. My favourite storyline is Raymond Reddington. I love this TV show because it's just gory and it's something I enjoy. My favourite part was when Tom found out that the suitcase had a skeleton and he had no idea what to do with it. That is it from me this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, Connor here. Are you looking for a new and unusual pet? Pet owners are looking for a lovely new island home for their lovely lizard, Basil. Basil's owners, Amanda and Lee Coleman, and their two children are sadly saying goodbye to their reptile in the hopes he can find a new family to look after him. Basil hatched 9 years ago in France when the Coleman family ran a swimming pool business, but since returning to the UK, they have not been able to donate enough time to Basil, who is 5 foot long. Mr. Coleman said, We have to say goodbye to him because he's got his own place but is outside. So he's not part of the family and he doesn't get the interaction that he used to get. The Coleman family hopes that his new home will allow him to have more interaction with people. He also has a vegetarian diet, loves peppers especially. Miss Coleman added, if he was somewhere where there was a flow of people walking around, it would keep him his interest. He doesn't need others of his own kind, but he is used to human interaction. Let's hope we can find Basil a new home. That's it from me this week. Catch you again next time.
Hi, Olivia here. Today I'll be asking Kayla some questions. You ready?
Sure, why not?
First question, what is the worst kids film you ever seen?
I didn't really watch kids show, like kid movies, but I don't like the Teletubbies.
Okay, which superpower would you love to have?
Super speed.
I'll go for invisibility. Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Don't like either.
If you could go back in time, which person from history would you like to meet?
Jack the Ripper, because I would like to understand him.
Okay, final, what is your favourite cereal?
Crave.
Rise of Grave. Well, thank you for answering my questions, Kayla.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Sarah, do you want another?
Yeah, go on. Seeing as it's my birthday.
Here you go.
It has been a good day, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been brilliant. I really enjoyed horse riding.
Your face, when you first saw your horse, I thought, she's not going to get on. She's not going to do it. But you did.
Well, he was huge. I thought I was going to get some diddy little thing, but he was enormous.
What was the name of your horse?
Pickle. But he didn't look like a pickle. He definitely had the wrong name.
What
is it?
It was the way you were trying to get off the horse, and then when Anna helped you, you almost knocked her over.
Oh, I know. She was all right about it. No, it was fun. Thank you for that. I really did enjoy it. And now we've got dinner.
Yep. And it won't be long. I'm just waiting on the jacket potatoes. They just need a little bit longer. And yes, we do have pork in red wine.
Oh, my favourite. And have we got dessert?
Of course. We've got apple pie and custard. And there's cheese and biscuits if you want it.
Oh, great. I must admit, I do feel quite hungry. Must be all that horse riding.
So, what did you do last year?
Oh, not a lot.
Surely you did something. Weren't you with your boyfriend then?
Yes. Yeah, I was, but he was away. I think he went to see his mum. Anyway, this year's been great. Oh, I forgot to tell you. You had post this morning.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, here it is.
Thanks. Oh, it looks very formal.
I got a letter too. Mine was from my friend Jill. Of all the things she's going to do, a parachute jump. Now, that's one thing I couldn't do. Riding was one thing. Jumping out of a plane, never. Have you ever... Penny, what is it? Is it bad news?
It's from my bank. They've lost a cheque of mine.
Oh, that'll be all right. Don't worry.
No, you don't understand. Look, I was paying this amount. Look, I was paying it off the mortgage to get the monthly payments down, and it's gone missing.
Wow. Gosh, that is a lot of money.
Yes, I know. I won it on the postcode lottery.
Did you? So, how do they mean they've lost it?
Well, I wrote a cheque from one bank and paid it into another bank, the one that has my mortgage, and I went in yesterday to make sure it had all gone through, and they didn't know anything about it. So they said they'd find out and let me know. And now I get this letter saying they can't tell me where the cheque has gone.
Well, has it come out of your account?
Yeah, that's just it. It's come out of my account, but I think it's gone into the wrong account. The thing is, will I get my money back?
Look, we'll go to the bank Monday. You said you were going to finish early, so we'll meet at your bank at 4:30.
But you have got a hair appointment.
Well, I'll cancel that. This is far more important.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, Penny, I will. On Monday, we'll sort this out. Don't worry. Together, we'll get this sorted.
Oh, thank you. That really is good of you. I must admit, I will feel better going with someone.
Good. Well, that's what friends are for, isn't it? Now,
did you threaten me with dinner? Oh, no, the potatoes. They'll be burnt. Hang on. I'll be back in a minute. Never mind. Must be nice to win the lottery. It would have been nice to have been taken out to dinner.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.